Now, here is your Wealth Health Pod Blog for Wednesday, June 3rd, 2009. Let's start with the market today. Worse-than-expected data on factory orders in the services industry triggered a sell-off in stocks following 4 days of gains. The market's gained 30% since early March. It's at its highest point this year and has gone up each of the last 4 days. I guess we were due for a correction. Meanwhile, helicopter Ben Bernanke still seems optimistic about our economy being in positive territory by the end of this year, putting him on the more optimistic side of the economic fence right now. In his testimony, there was a little caveat, actually it was a huge caveat, which is the topic of today's pod blog. The main headline message of today's testimony by Ben Bernanke was that deflation was not as likely to be a problem now, and that the United States would get a grip on its budget once the economic crisis has passed. But Bernanke did say that rising deficits did pose a significant long-term threat. And here's the quote. Unless we demonstrate a strong commitment to fiscal sustainability in the longer term, we will have neither financial stability nor healthy economic growth. So here comes the perspective of a certified financial planner and wealth coach. No kidding! That's what we've been telling our clients for years. You must look at your financial situation from two different angles. If you only take a snapshot and there's money in the bank, well, that's good, but it's not the end of the analysis. Cash flow is critical. Are you building wealth, or at least maintaining it, or is it leaking away like a water bucket in the desert that's shot full of bullet holes? To take this analogy a little further, is there enough water in that bucket to last until you can find a well to replenish it? If you're really thirsty and drink all the water now, where does that leave you? In trouble, I would think. And if you decide to break the bucket into pieces and use those pieces as a hat to protect yourself from the sun, are you not substituting one new problem for an old one? This is where our country finds itself. This is also where you and other individuals find themselves too. We've taken some drastic measures to make ourselves feel a little less financial pain right now, but doing so has unintended consequences that could be disastrous. Ben Bernanke is right. We need to get back to fiscal responsibility. I don't have a lot of faith that he or anybody else in Washington, D.C. has the capacity to do this, though. The political incentives to spend like crazy are just too great. But you do have that capacity. In fact, because your government is doing such a poor job of fiscal restraint, I think you are presented with both an opportunity and an obligation. And so here's your Wealth Health Pod Blog tip. Opportunity and obligation are one and the same thing here. Get your financial house in order. Plug the holes in that leaky water bucket. Prepare for what the future will likely bring. Inflation, higher interest rates, and higher taxes. And it starts with simple cash flow management and progresses to a complete understanding of your current financial situation. Then, for each potential financial challenge that you could face, let's take inflation as the example, ask yourself these three simple questions. One, how likely is it that this will actually happen? Two, what tools do I have at my disposal to contend with this problem should it happen? Three, what is the cost in the form of time, money, and energy to protect myself from this hazard? And maybe a fourth question, is it worth it? Armed with the answers to these questions, the ultimate decision on what to do becomes a lot easier to make. If you haven't sat down with a professional who understands this process, then my tip is to find that professional and schedule the appointment. The perspective and experience from a professional will be invaluable to you. But as always, I strongly recommend that you only work with a fiduciary advisor, that is, someone who is contractually committed to doing whatever is in your best interests. Make sure that that fiduciary advisor standard is in writing. And don't wait. Every day you put this off, more precious water is leaking out of your bucket.